Today I want to talk about something called, or I call, trigger tasks. And they have helped me tremendously. I cannot tell you how much this has helped me get control of certain things that happen in my life when chaos ensues. So when life is feeling completely out of control and you feel like you're being pulled in so many different directions, our thoughts get flooded with all these things to do and the responsibilities that we have, and it can totally stop us in our tracks. And that is what I want to help you with today, because I know that feeling and I know how debilitating it can feel when you're feeling like everything is just overwhelming. So instead of letting that overwhelming feeling completely take over and causing us to procrastinate and just stop doing everything we're doing and curl up in a ball on the couch and just start scrolling social media, we're going to stop doing that. We're going to talk about a few things to help get us out of that chaos and feeling like we have a little bit more control over what is happening in our lives. Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast. I'm hearing the word procrastination a lot lately, and it usually is because things are overwhelming. And that seems to be the common denominator between all of these different conversations. But before we actually go into some of the tips that I have to help you with this, I want to share some of the things that people have said as they're joining our Facebook community, because I want you to hear how similar these struggles are as people are coming in. So when you join our Facebook community, and anybody can do that, is a free community. You can join us at facebook.com/groups/theroutineadvantagecommunity. And as you come in, there's a little questionnaire that is, and one of the questions is asking you what you struggle with when it comes to routines or organization in your life. And some of them, and I just picked a few. We have so many people in there right now, and it is so exciting to see everybody coming in and supporting each other. And I know it's just going to be an even better community as it continues to grow and support other women that are going through very similar circumstances as you. But a few of the things are that you just want to get a lot done. They're feeling procrastination on everything, demands from multiple sources, and it's overwhelming. They're getting lost at some point while attempting to accomplish a series of chores. They have lots of information but can't seem to implement it. They have issues staying consistent. They are overwhelmed and overthinking, emotionally and physically exhausted by dinner time. This sounds like it could be the same person, but that is multiple people sharing the same struggles. So you are not alone if you feel this way. There are so many other women out there. And I think a lot of times we don't necessarily say it out loud and we don't complain about it, because I don't know what it is, but I know for me, I know if I start complaining about feeling overwhelmed, I know there's a little part inside of me that feels like somebody might judge me, thinking that I just don't have what it takes to be organized or to have it all together. And I don't know why I feel like there's this image that you have to maintain, but it's really hard to just let people know that you're overwhelmed and you're struggling. And it's not anything to be ashamed about. And I think if more people talked about it, we would actually be able to realize that there are ways to resolve it. And there are ways to help each other and support each other when you're feeling this way. And so I want you to know that if you are feeling this way, you are not alone, and it is okay to come and share it with us, and we can try and help troubleshoot and see if we can help make things a little bit easier. And if you need to just vent and get it out and then take a step forward and figure out what to do next, that's okay too. Like, come let us know. But the biggest thing I think is when you're feeling overwhelmed is to just let everything go and let everything out, and even do a brain dump if you have to. Grab a piece of paper and just write everything down that is bothering you or you're struggling with or you feel like is your responsibility that you're trying to get done. Just get it all out onto paper, get it out of your brain. And that alone might just help you feel a little bit better, because then you don't have to think about it and you don't have to remember it. It's already recorded on a physical piece of paper. So I think that alone helps. But the other thing is to just remember is to not focus on the negativity. I know a lot of times when you're feeling overwhelmed, you focus on the negative, and that just brings us down. It brings us down. It brings us in this whole mood that is really hard to get out of when we're focusing in on that negativity. But you can be overwhelmed and then dump it on a piece of paper and then focus on how to get out of it. And that is what we're going to focus on today, is being more optimistic on how we can actually resolve these issues and how we can get ourselves in a space where we're not feeling so overwhelmed and we're actually enjoying our life and enjoying our days and feeling like we have a little bit more sense of control. Now, we can't control our lives and we can't control what is happening around us, but we can control how we respond to things. And that helps a ton when it comes to procrastination and overwhelm. And one of the things that helps me is having routines in place, hence the reason for this podcast. That is why I created the podcast, is because I found specific things that helped me get out of that slump, get out of that overwhelm, and I know it could help other people. And that is why I want to share all of these routines that I have with you. And yes, I still get overwhelmed at times. I'm not out of it, but now I know what I need to do to get out of it. And every single time, as long as I follow the method, I snap out of it. And I get on a path that is more organized and more easy and just feels better. And if I'm not careful, I go back into that space of overwhelm. So to understand why this actually helps is we first want to look at, like, what is a routine? I say a routine's help me, but what does it mean to have a routine? And so if you have a routine, it's really just, it's simple. It is taking specific habits and pairing them together and then repeating them in the same order and doing that over and over and over again. And it's doing that same thing in the same pattern or in the same order. And eventually you automatically just do it that way without thinking about it. And the more you do it, the more your body automatically goes into that same method or routine and just repeats it without it feeling so structured or daunting at first. So if you think about going and making the coffee, what order do you do it? So if it's the very first time you've ever made a pot of coffee, you probably don't necessarily know how to grind the beans if you have a grinder, or how much to measure out into the filter. And how much water do you put in? What line do you put it up to? If you put half a pot in, well, how many beans do I put in at that point? You might have some questions. And then if you've never had coffee before, like, oh, do I like it black? How much cream do I get? What kind of cream do I get? Do I do regular cream? Do I do creamer? Do I do sugar? Do I do brown sugar? Like all these different questions is you're trying to figure it out. And then once you know how to do it, you learn step by step how to do it. And eventually, if you are a coffee drinker that is making a pot of coffee every day, you are probably doing every single one of those steps without even thinking about it. Like you could be on the phone and make a pot of coffee and pour yourself a cup without actually mentally thinking about it or being aware that you're thinking about it at all. Like you can go through the whole process and just be sitting down with a cup of coffee and never having to stop and see like, hey, okay, what is next? And that is what is a routine. And so it sounds complicated when we're talking about these routines in our life that that I'm always talking about with these five foundational ones especially, but that is how simple it is. It is literally just picking the habits that you want, stacking them in a specific order, and repeating it, and then repeating it again until you have this automated response to whatever it is that you're dealing with. So the specific ones that I teach, I think, are the foundations, and that's why I called them the first routines. They are the five foundational routines to get organized. And I think no matter where you are in life, how overwhelmed you are, these five routines are going to help get you that sense of relief and that sense of organization that is going to give you that like breath of fresh air. And then from there, you can build more routines in your life to be able to respond to specific things that help that sense of overwhelm just kind of lift. And now I'm not going through each individual routine. I actually do have episodes on that. If you have not listened to those, you can go back into the beginning of this podcast and it will walk you through all five step by step. You can also go and grab my workbook, which is called Your Organized Life Blueprint, and you can go straight to yourorganizedlifeblueprint.com and get the workbook. You can get it as a download, you can order it off of Amazon, you can do whatever works best for you. That will actually walk you through building these five specific routines to get you started with that foundational setup of the five routines. So we're going to actually talk not specifically about the five, but what I call a trigger task. And this is when you build a routine, no matter what area of your life it's in. When you build a routine, you have it step by step, right? So when you think of the very first thing you do, that is considered your trigger task. And this might take a little bit of shifting to learn what trigger task works best for you. But once you find it, that is the one that kicks you off into your routine. So as an example of this, my daily 7 home routine, I had tried it a few different ways. So the daily 7 home routine is my cleaning routine that is under 30 minutes to get through our house. And so that helps us keep a tidy home under 30 minutes a day. And it just helps me get through our house as quickly as possible. And it is the most amazing routine. If you do not have a daily 7 home routine yet, you need to go back and listen to the episode. I can't remember which episode number it is offhand, but if you scroll back through the episodes, you'll be able to find the one for a daily 7 home routine. I probably have a couple that are related to it, but just go back and scroll through and you can actually, I don't mention it very often, but if you go to our Facebook community and join our Facebook community, in the pinned post at the top of the group, one of the pinned posts is an episode library. And I don't know how many people actually know about this, but in that library, it is a spreadsheet that has every episode that we've done with a category and links. So it gives you a link to our Buzzsprout episode link, which actually just lets you pick any podcast player that the episode airs on or that the podcast airs on. So if you are an Apple Podcast user, if you're a Spotify or Pocket Casts or whatever player or app you use, you can actually click that link and just go to whatever app you use right from that link. It also links the Apple Podcast link for each specific episode. And what is really cool about it is because it's in a spreadsheet, you can actually use the search function and pick up keywords. So if you go in and type Daily 7 or home or cleaning or whatever keyword you want to use, maybe it's morning routine, whatever keyword you use, you can just go type it in and search, and it will start sorting through all of the episodes that have that keyword in the title. So that's something really cool. If you're looking for specific topics, that's a really cool function, and it's only available to access in the Facebook community right now. So that is a good place to go and get it. But that's a long way of saying, if you need to go back and look at the Daily 7 home routine, go search Daily 7 in that spreadsheet or home, and you'll find it. But when you are doing your home routine, I tried it a few different ways, and I started it by doing dishes first or cleaning up the kitchen first. I started it by doing the living room first and tidying the living room. I started it by starting with gathering up the laundry or to, take out any trash that was kind of piling up on counters or whatever, going through the papers, things like that. I started my home routine multiple different ways to see what worked best. For myself, I have found that when I make the bed, my routine flows so much smoother. Now, I think a lot of it has to do with our bedroom is upstairs in the far corner of our house. So when I start there, I can just work my way through the upstairs and then go downstairs and work my way through the downstairs to the basement. And then that gets me to the laundry area in the basement. So it actually just flows really, really well. But over time, I had learned, because I was testing things out, I had learned that making the bed is the best way to start my home routine. I am the most successful, I'm the most efficient, and it helps do that like little click in your brain, like it just starts that flow. And so I have found that for my Daily 7 home routine, I have to make the beds first. That has become my trigger task. So if I am feeling slumpy or lazy or out of sorts, or like the house just feels overwhelming because it's like, oh, I don't want to clean, but I know I need to clean, it feels gross, whatever I'm feeling at the time, maybe I'm just exhausted or I'm tired or we have a lot going on, whatever the feeling is, I know that if I can just get myself upstairs to make the bed, as soon as I make the bed, it will flow into the next thing, because as soon as I make the bed, I'm going to make sure anything else in the room is, if it's like dirty clothes or anything, I'm going to make sure that gets to the laundry area, which is right next to the bathroom upstairs, and it's going to go into the bathroom. I'm going to shake out the rugs and wipe everything down in the bathroom, and it's going to get my routine launched so that by the time I get downstairs, the upstairs is already clean, and I go downstairs and I start in the bathroom down there and I move through the living room into the kitchen and I go down to the basement, start the load and come up with the vacuum cleaner. And by the time I'm done with the vacuum cleaner, I am fully done with my home routine. And every single time without fail, if I'm feeling pretty crappy and I don't want to clean, all I have to do is just go up and make the bed. And as soon as I make the bed, it just puts me in this state of wanting to finish my home routine. And it's this way with every single routine that I have created in our life, especially those five foundational routines that I teach either on the podcast here, in the workbook, all of these routines that I'm sharing with you, every single one has some sort of trigger task that works for me. So that is one thing that I want to share with you is when you are feeling overwhelmed, when you feel like you're procrastinating, by having these routines set up and having that specific trigger task, and think about it as a trigger task. Like, think about if you pull the trigger, it's going to launch. It's going to push you forward. It's going to, like, think about that. I can't even think of what I'm actually thinking of. It's like a platform and it has the little spring on it and it has a lever. If you know what it is, please come tell me because I can't think of the word, but it has a little lever and you push the lever. It's like that little trigger and the spring launches the platform and it just makes you go. It's like at races. It's like a... you put your foot on it when you're getting ready to run a race, but it's like that trigger that launches. I don't know what it is that launches them, but it sends that signal to go and then they start running. And if you think of the trigger task that way, that is what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to launch you into your routine. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like you're procrastinating, all you have to do is think about doing that one task. And that makes it less overwhelming and it gets you into the flow of your routine. Now, the biggest thing about having a routine is keeping them simple. So when I say a home routine, I'm not saying it's your 4-hour routine that you're spending all day Saturday cleaning your house. Absolutely not. We are getting rid of the Saturday cleans. We are getting rid of all of that. I do not want you spending your weekends cleaning. Your weekends should be yours to enjoy and to catch up with your family and to do activities that are rejuvenating, not just trying to catch up with your life. Like, you need that break. You need that peace. And by doing your home routine each day, each week, it's a very, very short amount of time that prevents you from having to do all the catch up later in the week. And that is where that trigger task is going to help you. So when you're creating any routine you have, whether it's a home routine or your budget routine or your movement routine or your morning routine, whatever it is, when you have that one thing that you do that launches you in, keep your routine simple. If you keep your routine simple and you have that trigger task to launch you into it, it's never as daunting as it feels. If you have a trigger task that launches you into a 10-minute routine, it's over before you know it. And then you have what you're trying to do done. So if you are feeling super overwhelmed, go grab the workbook. It's set up in 8 weeks. So in 8 weeks, you will have gone through an audit of your habits to know exactly what you're doing now. And there's two reasons to do this. The reason number one is to just get a good sense of what you're actually doing. And two, it gives you a written format so that by the time you end the workbook, you can go back and look where you started and see how far you've progressed. So it's kind of a twofold of why you do that. Then the second week goes into actually establishing your priorities and it's finding out what's the most important for you. And then the following 5 weeks walk you through one routine each week. So by the time you get through those 5 weeks, you will have created and implemented a morning or personal routine, a meal planning routine, a daily 7 home routine, a movement routine, and a budget routine, and you have built your base budget. That will walk you through all 5 of those routines to get you organized so that you have that go-to routine that is quick and simple and just gets you through it. And then the final 8th week actually shows you how to create a daily schedule template to organize your day and do a day stack that gets you organized on what comes first, what comes next, and what goes after that. And it gets you organized in your day so that you have a weekly planning session that lays it all out and you have that template to start from. So you're never starting from scratch. You're always starting from that template. And then you just tweak it a little bit based on the week that you have ahead of you. And then you know exactly how you're going into your week, what to do, where your routines are going to get done, any meetings or appointments, anything like that that you have going on. You have your priority tasks set up and it is so much simpler and you feel more organized. You just feel lighter. It's just this sense of lightness. It's not the heavy, dreaded, ugh, I have so much to do and I don't have enough time. This is a way to get out of that feeling and to have that sense of peace and calmness and not feel so much overwhelm and not to have so much procrastination happening because you already have a plan and you know exactly how to snap out of that. You have your trigger tasks and all you have to do is focus on that one trigger task. So I hope this helps encourage you to want to go and build the routines that work really well for you and to have it like encouraging to choose which trigger task you want for each routine you're building. It should be exciting. It should be something you enjoy, something that's easy for you to get off the couch and go and do that one simple thing to launch you into each routine that you do. And it shouldn't be dreaded first. I know a lot of times they say, you know, it's like the eat the frog saying where you always do the hardest task first. In this case, don't do the hardest first. Do something that is going to encourage you to start your very first task as something that is a little bit easier to just get you launched into your routine, no matter what routine it is, so that it doesn't prevent you from just even starting. So when you go back through, that's a recap, is to make sure that you are choosing and building each routine very, very simple. Keep your routines short and just each routine should be stacked with the habits that you want. So be intentional about each habit you're choosing and then order them and stack them in a way that makes sense for you and have that be your go-to routine for that specific type of task that you're trying to complete. So have your routine and then if you need to reorder it, reorder it if you need to. Once you find what works well for you, keep it the same and repeat that same routine in the same order, the same way every time, and you will get better and better and more efficient. Always have that very first task you're doing in that routine. That is your trigger task, and acknowledge it and launch right into it and have fun with it. If you want some help trying to build your routines or deciding what should be your trigger task or asking other people what their trigger task is, come and have that conversation in the Facebook group. It would be actually really interesting and fun to hear what other people are using for their trigger tasks in the routines they have in their life. So come and share that with us in the Facebook community. Come join us in there. Again, it's a free community. You can join us at facebook.com/groups/theroutineadvantagecommunity. And I hope to see you in there and I hope to see you discussing your routines and discussing those trigger tasks and seeing how we can help each other because you are not alone and there are other women going through the exact same thing or something very similar and I'm sure there's somebody in there that you can connect with and we can work through this together. So I will see you on the next episode. Take care, have a wonderful day, and I will see you soon. Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.